They came from all over the city and beyond to Africa Unity Square, the park across the street from the Anglican Cathedral in downtown Harare. The head of the Worldwide Anglican Church sent a message of support.
We pray with you that Anglican congregations will be able to worship in their churches unhindered and without disruption. May God bless you all. Archbishop Rowan Williams.
Outdoor services are nothing new for most of the at least 3,000-strong congregation since the schism in the Harare Diocese of the Church a few years ago. The split happened when Norbert Kunonga, then Bishop of Harare, tried to break away from the Anglican Church, alleging, among other things, that the Church supports homosexuality. The majority of the congregation did not support Kunonga, but this did not stop him. Current Anglican Bishop Chad Gandia explains.
He went on ahead to start his own church called the Anglican Church of the province of Zimbabwe. And he went on ahead to consecrate his own bishops. He had himself consecrated archbishop. Therefore, he has nothing really to do with us, and we have nothing to do with him.
Kunonga's acts of defiance led to the withdrawal of his pastor's license by the church in 2008. He responded by seizing church property, a move that was contested by the church in the courts. Although Bishop Gandia says the courts have ruled in the church's favor, Kunonga, who is said to be close to President Robert Mugabe, has defied the rulings. Gandia says court orders that the factions share worship time in the churches until a final ruling is made have been defied with the help of the police.
They tell you that they don't obey court orders, but they follow orders from above.
The acrimony between the two sides runs so deep that incidents of violence have been reported and some of those opposed to former Bishop Kunonga have been arrested. Last month, someone spread chicken waste on the lawn outside one of the churches where parishioners hold their services. Bishop Gandia says he invited President Robert Mugabe to Sunday's service, but says the invitation was not acknowledged. Ish Mafundikwa for VOA News, Harare.